Tim Penny is a 21-year resident of Park City. He and his family moved to town after a successful career on Wall Street. He's volunteered with several local nonprofits which deal with those things that are important to him, open space and trails.
I was on the original board of Mountain Trails Foundation for 10 years. During that time, I helped organize, or actually did organize, the Tour de Suds, co-created the Jupiter Peak Steeplechase, two events that I think are pretty important to this community. I was also on one of the early boards of conserving our open lands, which then became Summit Land Conservancy, spent about 5 years on that board. Served on COSAC number 2, which is Citizens Open Space Advisory Board, and I'm currently on COSAC 4 as the vice chair.
To pay the bills, Henny has been successful at buying and selling real estate.
I am a real estate investor and manager. My ex-wife and I co-own the Christian Center building. That's kind of our holding at this point. But when I moved here in 92, after a 12-year career on Wall Street, I put some money into real estate, bought some kind of old miners' cabins, rented them for a while, ended up selling, you know, kind of moving money around in real estate here. Never developed anything, just kind of buy and hold. And what we're left with is the one commercial building and then the ranch that Catherine lives in out in Oakley.
He says he doesn't have a 9-to-5 job, so has plenty of time for the part-time city council job.
It's a, you know, a topic that's before the council right now, and really is a pity that people that, you know, kind of can afford the time and the money, and I guess the money's the big one, but I have the luxury of affording the time, and I don't depend on money from city council to pay the bills, and I can afford the energy to put into it. So, you know, that kind of gets me there on the practical side.
He says he's thought about running for public office for several years now. Right now, he thinks, is when the timing feels right, and he sees it as the next step in a natural progression.
It's a way for me to engage at a deeper, maybe higher level with the community that has been, you know, very important to me and very good to me for the last 21 years. And I think I've affected the community to some degree, helped, you know, bring about things that we enjoy today. But I'd like to do that at a deeper level. So it's the next level of engagement for me.
One issue he won't have a chance to vote on if elected is whether the Rocky Mountain Power substation should stay in its current location or get moved. Without knowing all of the facts, he says he's siding with the residents at this point who purchased homes without a substation in their front yard. But with the commercial parcel there, they certainly could see one.
Initially, I was kind of like, wow, that's a huge hurdle to get over. I mean, these people did buy this land without a substation. That would be the residents who are against the substation move. And the developer did buy a substation on his property. Seems pretty simple and clear. But it's not that simple and clear. And I think that's why you're seeing the city still push to get the substation moved. And I think that's the direction the city's going in. And there are a lot of nuances and subtle reasons to that, but it has to do with the overall development scheme of the Bonanza Park area and what they think would achieve a much better scheme, as well as the fact that that land where the current laundry and filling station is zoned commercial and allows for a substation. So whereas those residents may not have bought property looking at a substation, they bought property that could look at a substation or like-type properties, which definitely cloudies it. It is no longer a simple, clear decision.
Whether he will be posting yard signs has yet to be determined. He says he's personally opposed to them, but wants to run a successful campaign.
It's too bad that you have to spend money to get to play in a local election. It just seems like this is the type of place where between the radio, the paper, the debates, the visits to groups, the walking door to door, you really shouldn't have to spend money to put a sign in somebody's yard that will influence how their neighbor is going to vote. I just have a personal problem with that concept. But the practical side is you do seem to have to spend some money. I'm looking at how to spend money, how much money to spend. I hope to spend very little, and I hope to spend it well, and I hope to not do it in a way that causes visual clutter, and that would be yard signs. I am personally opposed to yard signs, but we'll just have to see.
Tim Henny is one of 6 candidates running for Park City Council. There will be a primary August 13th to narrow the number down to 4 for those 2 open seats. I'm Leslie Thatcher. KPCW News.